KSL News Time 650. Time for Triple Team Traffic covering the tail end of the rush. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, a KSL traffic trooper, Dr. Stanford Durant, my own dentist, called in to let us know there's a large backup on 13th East, and that's from 9800 to 106 South due to an accident at 13th on 13th at 104th South.
Ricky, now, that's horrible. Horrible.
He's a great guy. I highly recommend him. And we still have delays with an accident, and this is westbound I-215 South Belt at State Street. It's blocking that right lane of traffic, and no delays. I mean, no relief in the delays. It's still backed up to about 20th East and 4th Southbounders. Your delays continue from downtown down to about 114th South. A little bit of northbound slowing, Sandy, to Midvale. Michelle?
We are still looking at a pocket of slowing southbound I-215 Eastside Belt Route between 4500 South and Knudsen Corner. That earlier crash, I-15 southbound prior to State Road 92, is still slowing some traffic around the point of the mountain down to, and then it will continue to be a little bit slow down through Lehigh. Then northbound I-15, you're still going to see delays from American Fork up to Lehigh, Mark.
We got some good news. The travels South Salt Lake through downtown up to the North Interchange really have bounced back. I mean, it took a while. But the bad news is you still are on the brakes for the most part from Centerville Legacy Parkway area all the way up to Layton Hills Mall. Now, the worst of that stretch going to be hanging pretty tight between Highway 89 Split and Layton Hills Mall, Layton Parkway area. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.